Welcome, fellow Last Places, to another episode of LPF Debrief, where we talk about comic books, TV shows, and movies. And on today's episode, we will be discussing episode 6 of Andor on Disney Plus. It is a Star Wars story, and boy, oh boy, was this a great episode. But before I get into my thoughts about the episode, as always, guys, there will be spoilers ahead. So if you guys don't want to hear any of the spoilers, go ahead and pause it and then come back down and give me a listen so you can hear my thoughts on the episode. And as always, if you guys don't mind and have the time, go ahead and like, subscribe, do all that good stuff. It does help with our algorithm, like I say in every episode. It really does help our visibility and things like that. And we appreciate all the support that you give us. So jumping right into it, let's talk about episode 6, which is acting as the mid-season finale pretty much, because this is 12 episodes. So it makes sense. I didn't even think about that until after the episode because this episode was so good. I didn't even think that this was the mid-season finale, and it makes a lot of sense on why this episode had a emphasis on, you know, what it did. So with this episode, we start at the Aldani, where we left off in episode 5. Pretty much the last episode was, you know, just getting everything ready. And I said about that episode that I loved a lot was basically how we got into this story, basically of how everything was formulating and how the plan was coming together, but we were getting little subtle things that, you know, later on would become a bigger things. And like, just, you know, it was pretty much like a foreshadowing episode, I want to say, just basically how everything was put together and how, you know, Cassian was reacting to everyone and how Val was reacting. So we kind of know we have a insight on the mission. We didn't know how full it was until we got there, right? Just, and how great the plan that they made initially was going to be, right? So we find out that they are waiting for the Eye, which is this thing that happens in Aldani. I think it's every 3 years, if I'm not mistaken. And basically, remember the last episode, Val and Cinta, they left because they went to go do another mission, which I thought was pretty cool. Just how they had everything together. They didn't want to let anyone know. It was very interesting what was going on. But we see that there's a commandant who then joins the base and who is showing up. He's talking. He has his wife is there. His son is there. And they're visiting the engineer, basically saying what they're going to build on this planet, right? And what is their whole uses of the planet. And this is the thing that Gorn was having an issue with, right? Because he fell in love with the woman and started seeing the way that the Empire worked and said, I don't want any parts of this. This is why that mission even was able to take place. We see that Cassian and the other three guys, Skeen, Netmik, and I forget his name, but I'll have it by the end of the episode, of course, as I always do. I think it's Terriman. Yeah, Terriman. They're basically getting ready to plant themselves into how they're going to get into this base. And yeah, basically we see this walk that is going on of the people of the land who are basically going to show up and watch this show. It's something that they do every year. And this was part of Gorn's plan, right? He wanted this to be the thing that was the catalyst of this whole thing. So the plan at this point is going exactly expected. Everything is working out. The teams are, you know, are separated, but at the end of the day, everything is, you know, everything is going according to plan, right? They're in position. Everything is where it's supposed to be. And we're just getting this, you know, little bit of tension, and it's just a little bit of nerve-wrackingness, right? Because we want to see what's going to happen, and clearly we don't want anything to happen, but this wouldn't be a heist mission if something bad didn't happen or started to happen, right? So as this is happening, we get there. I'm saying happening too much. I apologize. But once we get there, we see that Gorn then gives them the heads up. He says, all right, guys, let's go in there. They end up locking everyone into that room, and we find out that they're going to go get these payroll ballots that are which we knew, but I wasn't, for some reason, I don't know why, but I didn't think those things were that big until I noticed, like, oh, they're stealing like this this thing that's going to take a lot of work in order to get to, right? So this whole mission to me, it's starting to feel like, okay, something's happening, right? We see Val and she plants like this electric box essentially, so that this way they can't hear anything as far as like comms and anything like that. So this plan can start working the way that they wanted it to work, which I thought was really cool. And like I said, the thing that I love about this was the fact that we, at some point until blasters and stuff like that are going off, you don't realize this is a Star Wars story, right? The only reason why we even know this is Star Wars is because of Cassian at this point. But just the overall feel of this show, and this is what I like. Again, I will always give this show props, and just Rogue One the props for this, of just making it feel outside of Star Wars, but still being Star Wars. And I think this show does the perfect job at that. And this is what the galaxy and things that I've wanted, always wanted in this show, in shows like this, because it just feels so good to know that we don't have to crowd the story with just lightsabers and the Force and things like that. Not saying that I don't absolutely love those things, because everyone knows I do, but to see a different side of the galaxy and see something like this where they're doing a mission based off of just regular people, essentially just doing like a heist mission to, you know, kickstart the rebellion, right? Because this is what this is trying to do. They're trying to kickstart the rebellion by using all these credits and getting these payrolls so that way they can, fund the rebellion. And it's such a cool plan. And the fact that this mission is, you know, was well thought out, and they're off to perform this mission, how much it would mean for them to get this payroll and for it to actually make it to the rebellion. It's such a, so there's high stakes here, right? And I think that's what makes this episode so great, is that we're, even though we know, right, that Cassian is going to survive because we just know the time frame, but still we know that the stakes that this is bringing in, right? And that's why Luthen was so concerned, because this is something that, you know, he wants to work, because he needs it to work, because he wants that rebellion to end up working, right? And that's the key to this whole thing, is that making sure the rebellion's working and making sure that we can fund it, because obviously we're going to need some money in order to get weapons and to get aircraft and things like that. So this is a very important mission, even if it seems like a very small one at the time, right? So they go into to the vault. Obviously they're basically like, listen, we need to get into this vault. We don't care what you're saying about like if you can open it or not. We just need you to open this gate. And once you open this gate, we are in, we can handle this. They end up getting all the people who are working there to end up filling the ship, essentially, that they're going to be using to transport it. Now, while all this is happening, of course, there's going to be someone who notices there's something wrong, right? So one of the guys notices that the comms is only working for one thing. He gets, you know, questioned. And then he ends up hearing Valley One, I think they were calling themselves. He ends up hearing them saying what they're doing. He goes ahead and gets a squad and starts heading down to the vault. Of course, now at this time, Gorn is also realizing, hey, this time, you guys are not making time. You guys are a little late. We need to speed this thing up. You guys should have already been out of here. And of course, while that's happening, the commandant is there and he's saying like, oh, you know, I can't believe you did this. I can't believe you did this. And then Gorn saying like, look, working for you for 7 years was not it. Like if they're going to hang me, like, I think I deserve worse, because working for you was absolutely terrible. Right. And just, he's saying that basically me having to even deal with you this whole time and just being, undercover was worse than anything else that he had to do. So, the little interaction that they had was a really cool one to me, because again, he's just like fed up with all this. And this is why this plan even started to work, because it was just really one person who was just fed up with being part of the Empire and not being able to have freedom, justice, and all those things that, Netdick was talking about. Right. So it was really one of those things where it's just like, I want this plan to work. Because it just has to work, right? Like, I need this to work. And as they're going along, obviously they're wheeling in the money into the crater and wheeling it into the thing. Now we start to see the problems, right? The problems are starting to arise. We're starting to see TIE fighters are taking off. And then we end up at the place where the person at the tower ends up showing up and saying, you know, what's going on here? He asks the commandant, is everything okay? Gorn is trying to tell him, hey, you're not supposed to be here. This is a classified classified mission, and you're not supposed to be down here. I told you to stay up there. Obviously, he gets suspicious. He's like, there's no way you guys are just taking all this money out of here. The commandant doesn't say anything. He actually has a heart attack, which is insane at the time. And then obviously the guns start firing. People start getting shot because, again, you can't have a heist. There's go 100%. Like, where's the drama in that? Where's the good TV? We need the good TV, right? That's what we're here for. So, of course, this is when the episode obviously really picks up. All that tension, all that, you know, the dramatics, all that thing is starting now, right? We have this big blaster gunfight, which we're all here for. And again, at this point is when you start to, okay, we're in a Star Wars movie, like Star Wars show, or in the Star Wars world, because the blasters are going off, things are happening, people are getting shot. It's just, you know, it's complete mayhem over there. So while all this is happening, we do lose some characters, right? We lose some characters we lose some characters in this whole process. Gorn ends up getting shot. We end up losing also, We end up also losing Termin, who we also find out that he was at one point a stormtrooper, which I find very interesting that they said that he was a stormtrooper, right? Because at this time, if I remember correctly, right, if he was a stormtrooper, most stormtroopers before this were clones. But I know there was a few scattered around, because even when we get to episode 7, we know Finn, this is when they're taking over, started over doing like actual people again and not clones. So I found that very interesting, and I kind of wanted a little bit more detail on that, like if like where he was from and things like that, just because I am curious to hear about stormtroopers who were there before. After like Clone Wars and episode 3 and stuff like that, because most of them were supposed to be clones. So that was interesting to me, that they even said that. We also found out that during the whole friendship and I guess working together, that Cinta, her whole family was killed by a stormtrooper. So we can tell that was probably a very interesting dynamic between them two, just because, you know, obviously, even if she knows him for who he is now, to have that initial reaction, I would have liked them to show that to us on camera, just to see how they reacted to each other when they first met, because you can only imagine how everything was going for that. So during all of this, Cinta's actually watching the commandant's wife and his kid and some of the guards that are up there. So she's actually not even in harm's way during all of this, but everyone else is down there. So we actually, like I said before, we end up losing Termin, and we end up losing Gorn during this whole process. We see a major battle happen with Cassian and some random guy who was like, yo, here's my chance, let me go fight this dude. And then we see that Nemec saves him, and I don't know why I said Neptic earlier, his name is Nemec. We see him save Cassian, and if you guys remember earlier in the episode, Cassian was just like, everything's gonna be all right, you'll be fine, kind of foreshadowing that everything is not gonna be fine, because anytime you say everything's gonna be fine, it usually ends up with things not being fine. So that's just how everything works and how everything goes. We, like I said, the shooting starts, they get into the freighter, and as they get into the freighter, Cassian's like, we gotta go. He does say, hold on. And I'm not sure why none of the characters held on, right? These things are loading up. The payroll is in there. It's loaded up. he told you to hold on. I don't know why people didn't take a seat, put a seatbelt on, or whatever the case may be. I felt like people had enough time, but clearly that wouldn't have made for the TV that we ended up getting. We do see that Namek ends up getting hurt because he ends up getting crushed by one of the payrolls, which was a scene that I literally went, ooh, like, you know what I mean? Because it just felt like it hurt, right? And it was one of those things that it was going to lead us to the next event, and that's why we needed it to happen. While he does that, Val ends up giving him something so that he can give us the coordinates on where he needs to go, because at this point, Cassian is flying blind, and he's like, where do I go? What do I do? He ends up flying, and we see the eye just absolutely gorgeous during this time, right? The visuals and the fact that TIE fighters are not off, it's just everything about it just looks so good, and it was such a beautiful sight to see. And just seeing that on television, Star Wars is one of those things that you just, you know, you can't wait for. And then the fact that we're being able to see this in TV settings is just, this was probably the best TV like visuals that we saw in Star Wars, right? Including anything from Mando. So this was just the way that it looked, just how the sky looked, how the TIE fighters looked. Everything to me just looked so good in this episode. It was wonderful. It was so tense when they're going through this, trying to fly out. We have, you know, Namek basically telling him directions, and then Cassian being able to fly, going up into the eye, going down. It was really cool, and then ended up finally being able to escape. We see the TIE fighters go. We also see that Senta and everyone else who was still there are just mesmerized by how gorgeous the eye is. So that was a really cool way to end that. Even though we had some tragedy happening within this episode, which again, from the beginning, we knew, they said that this was a suicide mission. So they basically expressed that in this, right? So they end up going, we see that Namek is hurt, and Skeen basically is telling Cassian that, hey, we need to go find a doctor. I know a doctor who can help us here. Val's like, no, we can't do that. We have to let him die here because we can't, you know, we can't hinder the mission. If we veer off course, there's going to be a big problem with that. We need to go to the mission. Obviously, Cassian's like, we have to go save him because he saved my life. And Cassian's like, I got to pay him back for saving my life. And plus, I think he grew a fondness for Namek, and he's just like, besides the point of him saving his life, he's like, I have to help this kid out. So he does help him out. They end up going to see a doctor. It's Dr. Quadpaw. And basically, yeah, which is a great name, but because he has four arms. And then he basically tells him, you know, he's trying to put an implant inside of Namek. And during this time, we see that Cassian and Skeen are outside. Skeen's now talking about, hey, we got a bunch of this money. We should betray the rebellions. I know you're only here for your money. We take 40 each, because he estimated that they took 80 million credits. We take 40 million. We get out of here. And, you know, everything is going to be all good. So we find out that Skeen was lying about his brother and all that Empire stuff. And then all that rebellion stuff. So Cassian goes, so no rebellion for you, like, basically. And he's like, nah, pretty much not. And then we see Cassian just, you know, reveal his instincts, and then he ends up shooting him. And then when he comes back in, he pulls a gun on Val, and he basically is like, yo, like, it's crazy that this is happening, because he's just like, why are you pulling this out? And he's like, well, Skeen ended up in it. You know, Cassian being in the position that he is, of course no one's going to believe him if he's just like, oh, Skeen turned on us. And then he's like, yeah, he basically was like, yo, he wanted to turn on you guys. I just want my cut and I'm out. Like, I don't want to deal with any of this anymore. He ends up giving the Kyber crystal to Val. And then in a weird turn of events, we see that Namek does die, which I would have loved to seen him continue what was going on and with his manifesto. Which brings me to him bringing his manifesto up and saying that he wanted to give it to Cassian, which Cassian gave up the Kyber Crystal basically saying, like, this was, I no longer want to do this anymore. I no longer want to be part of this rebellion. It just seems too risky for me, right? And then the fact that he then gets this manifesto, which was pretty much what the rebellion was, right? Like so that, because Nemec wanted to make this rebellion, like, actually work and stuff. And for him to now have that, because that's what Cassian wants, it's going to be interesting for him to see that and then see what convinces him to go, you know, on that mission. And if you think about it, it's probably the reason that he goes off and does what he does in Rogue One. It could be that that manifesto was the reason why he said, you know what, let me go and do this mission, because, like, there's more to this. There's more to this world that I could, you know, help people get free and find and do use my skills. So it's going to be very interesting to see in the next 6 episodes, and just the closer we get to Rogue One, if that is something that then turns him into wanting to do what he did in Rogue One, right? So I'm really interested to see what happens there. Another big scene, we go back to Coruscant. We see that the senator is basically speaking. She wants to basically say, you know, she's talking about all the things that are happening. And we notice that it is really small there, and everything that was happening there is not, there's not as many people anymore, because this is around the time where Palpatine is taking full control of the things of the Senate and all that. So as she pleads, as Mon pleads her case, nothing good is coming out of this, but also the news is circulating about what just happened on Aldean, because it was a lot of money that was stolen, right? So everyone's kind of like, yo, what is going on here? We also get that scene with Deidre and everyone in the Imperial Security Bureau is now saying, like, yo, what's going on here? Like, I need everyone to stay. Tell your families you're not going anywhere, because we need this emergency retaliation plan to, you know, make sense. And that's what the major was saying. And he was like, no one can do anything. We're all staying here until this gets settled. We also see at the antique shop that Luthen hears about the attack, and he gets really excited about it and really happy that he starts laughing. And that's pretty much how we end the episode. So again, a really, really strong episode 6, a really strong mid-season finale. This was a great way to cap off that heist and just basically propel us into what the next 6 episodes are going to be, right? So I really enjoy when TV shows give us an actual mid-season heist, like a mid-season finale, and when it feels like a turning point and a ground point, because now episode 7 is going to feel like a fresh new adventure pretty much, because even though we're still going to deal with a lot of the consequences and things and the way that changes Cassian, I just like how we cap that off with this very visual, very beautiful episode. We got TIE fighters. We got a great heist scene. And man, I can tell you what, I really enjoyed this episode. Definitely for me was the best episode of the series so far. And not saying that, and when I say best episode of the series so far, I just literally not, it doesn't take away from what I thought about the other episodes, because I thought the other episodes were also great. But this one, man, this one was a nice way to end that heist, a nice way to end that mission. And I thought they did a really good job on this episode. So definitely watch it if you guys haven't. If you were just listening to hear what I had to say about it, definitely still watch it, even if you know what was going to happen, because it is definitely worth your time. So that is going to wrap it up for me. Again, guys, I will be, if you guys are watching House of the Dragon, I dropped that episode with Ali yesterday. Please check that out. We're going to have She-Hulk series finale ending tomorrow. And then after that, we have Rings of Power also ending tomorrow. So, I mean, on Friday. So I will try to get those things out for you guys for sure. I am going out of town this weekend, so I might sound a little bit different on those, because I'll probably be recording it from my phone. But I may have a special guest with that. So please, guys, check all the content out that we are putting out, because I am putting out as much for all these major shows as I can. I know Black Adam is coming out next week. I'm definitely going to do a review on that, being that, you know, some of these things are going to clear up. So I'm really excited, guys. So thank you again for all your support. Until next time, fire team.